This is Ozarks at Large. Local residents have been able to get a free meal once a month at Trinity United Methodist Church in Fayetteville through its Sunday Supper program. Every third Sunday of the month, the church would serve a meal at 3:30 p.m. Starting this weekend, that program will expand to every week, thanks to several other organizations wanting to participate in the program. Late last week, I spoke with Leslie Belden, Parish Associate at First United Presbyterian Church in Fayetteville, and Terry Gosnell, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church, about the expansion of the program. During our conversation, Terry told me he was initially inspired to start Sunday Supper after attending a preaching conference a few years ago. When he returned to Northwest Arkansas, he spoke to members of his church as well as local restaurant owner Mama Dean.
Mama Dean and I had a connection because she was from Hope, Arkansas, and I'm from Nashville, Arkansas, and they're not far apart. And she said every Sunday after worship, she and her mother would put on a feed for the whole church and for the whole neighborhood and invite everyone, regardless of if they came to church or not, and that it was really about community. And we live in a society that is fragmented, I believe, right now. And we don't really know what community looks like anymore. And so the expanded version of this is because there are all kinds of people wanting to get involved. First United Presbyterian, Tricycle Farms, St. Paul Episcopal Church Youth, Disciples of Christ, Mount Comfort. There's a Korean United Methodist Church that meets at my church, Trinity. And
Good Shepherd Lutheran.
And Good Shepherd. Yeah. Oh, is that?
It's a done deal. Yeah.
Good Shepherd Lutheran is going to join in as well. And it's a meal. Well, of course, in the Christian tradition, you know, it's all about a meal, the Last Supper, communion. And so what better place to break down barriers, to knock down walls that we erect ourselves than a meal? And we have all these people that want to come. And it's not a soup kitchen. It is for people to address food insecurity. But everyone is invited, rich, poor, gay, straight, black, white, everyone. And this is really a strong attempt to create community, even regionally. We'd like to be a model for other churches, even in other parts of Fayetteville and Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, to really take a lead in addressing some of our issues in our culture. And I think a lot of it is isolation.
How did these other groups come to be involved in this? Did they express interest, or did you go out looking for them wanting to expand the program?
A little over a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, the women of the church at First United Presbyterian had heard of this new organization called Feed Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. They were hearing some of the statistics about how at many of our schools in Fayetteville, 70% of the children are on free or reduced lunches. 70%. And that one out of four children is going to be actually hungry in our schools. I mean, literally hungry. And they were appalled. So we decided to do a study on hunger. I started visiting with Denise Garner of Feed Fayetteville, and we started having speakers come in every week. So we had someone from Life Source and Cobblestone Farms, and you know, every Sunday speaker after speaker. Well, I'm also I guess you call me the clerk of the Fayetteville Ministerial Association, which means that I have everybody's email address. So I just started asking around and said, Let's have a meeting. Let's all talk about this. Our youth had already gone out and helped one Sunday with the meal over at Trinity. And when all the churches got together and some of the helping organizations, many of us decided that a good next step was to expand the program that was at Trinity that was once a month to every Sunday, because we can, and because we should. And many of us, like First United, I mean, we're on a hill, we're far away from where anyone would come to eat, so we need to go where the people are. and we don't have to do it our place. Some of the other churches, like St. Paul's that's helping and First Christian, they're in a good location, but we wanted to be a part of this community building, that we were all working together at one place. And, you know, there's not public transportation on Saturdays and Sundays. And so we really needed to have this somewhere where people were already coming, that they were comfortable, and that it's and Trinity is in an area of the community that is underserved by you know, where you can walk and get something to eat. So, you know, if you're depending primarily on foot traffic, it's a good place.
So you mentioned that this is not just for people who are dealing with food insecurity. It's for anyone. But how does a supper work? If I show up, what happens?
What happens is we eat. And we also have music. There mm-hmm. are various groups, and we're going to expand our music as well. You have some religious music, but we have non-religious music as well. And I believe that that's only going to expand. But we do have servers. Mm-hmm. But even if people come from these other churches or even from our church, Trinity, sometimes people think, oh, I've got to do something. I've got to serve. I've got to work. And we don't need that many servers. But what we do need is people connecting with other folks. Mm-hmm. It's about relationships. And so that's the whole purpose of this.
We're hoping, like, anyone who comes in is a guest. Mm-hmm. Unless you're assigned a task. But everyone is a guest. And our goal is that no one will be treated differently than any other person. We are going to try to keep records about, you know, how many people are there, how many children are there, because there are funding opportunities, especially with feeding children in the summertime. But what we're hoping is that not only will people who need this meal, not only will they be fed physically, but through the relationships that they're building and through the connections and the networking, that they can find other opportunities, so that before too long, maybe they'll be one of the people serving. Mm-hmm. There are also opportunities to go work in the garden at Tricycle Farms, mm-hmm. because anyone can help with this, just by smiling, just by greeting people, but also by working in the farm. So many of us need to learn that connection with the earth, where our food comes from. We're also making a big effort to become more sustainable. We're going to start washing our dishes instead of throwing them away. We even have somebody, this is great, we have somebody that is sewing cloth napkins so that we won't be throwing away napkins. We're hoping that for everybody, this will be an opportunity to live into our faith in every way possible.
Do you have any concerns expanding the program from once a month to every Sunday?
Well, I think it's going to be different.
I mean, maybe as small as having to acquire more food.
Well, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the beauty of this, too, is that it's not just on one church. Mm-hmm. It's on 6 or 7 churches now.
Yeah.
And we are working with Feed Fayetteville, and they have some connections mm-hmm. with local meat producers. Mm-hmm.
Starting to get, through Feed Fayetteville, Seeds That Feed, Ozark Natural Foods is involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
The Fayetteville Farmers Market is involved with this, and the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance. So what we're hoping and planning to do is to get grants, and each church is committed to, you know, when it's their week to prepare the meal, that there is some cost to the churches, but we hope to find, and we at least it looks like we're going to have a lot of help with that, and also I believe that all the churches are members of the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, which makes a huge difference. We can get almost 4 times as much food by purchasing there than we can here. So right now the Presbyterian Church and some of the others have been feeding at community meals, and we're finding that we can feed someone for about $1 a person. So with 100 people, that's $100, and if it grows to 250 people, and some of the food costs are underwritten or donated food, then we can still keep those costs really low.
What is your hope for this program, aside from being less segmented and pulling people together? Do you hope it'll be a model for similar programs? Or
Is absolutely no reason that this shouldn't be a model for many other churches in Fayetteville to emulate. Just get 4 to 10 churches to get together in parts of the community, and we could do this all over Fayetteville, and not just Fayetteville. I mean, Springdale can do it, Rogers can do it, Bentonville, Fort Smith. I mean, just I know, kind of taking the lead from Denise Garner and Feed Fayetteville. Yes, we have Feed Fayetteville, but there can be Feed Springdale, Feed Rogers, Feed Fort Smith, Feed Alma, Feed Pocahontas and Paragould, West Memphis. It's not that hard, and it really is. If we're called to follow Christ as Christian communities, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Feed my sheep.
Terry Gosnell is a pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Fayetteville, and Leslie Belden is a parish associate at First United Presbyterian Church. I spoke to them late last week inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio about the expansion of Sunday Supper. The free community meal is open to anyone. Sunday Supper will expand to every Sunday beginning this Sunday at 3:30 at Trinity United Methodist Church. The church is located at the corner of Sycamore and Garland in Fayetteville. More information is available at 575-9500.
You've got dinner table discussion, water cooler chat, even pillow talk, but how often are you part of the national conversation? I'm Neil Conan. Raise your voice on everything from the news of the day to the twists and turns of culture and history on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM.